show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
They've been Australia's favourite band for more than 30 years.
AC/DC.
Not those guys, these guys.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Hello, everybody. We're the Wiggles.
The Wiggles are an Australian institution. They've been inducted into the ARIA Hall of Fame.
The winner is the Wiggles.
And are one of the highest earning entertainment groups in Australian history.
I'm Greg.
Greg Page is the original lead singer and Yellow Wiggle. And he joins Cliffo and Gabby for Memory Monday, right now, on Hit.
Greg Page, you yellow skivvy-wearing legend. How are ya? Welcome to the show.
Good. I'm really well, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, thank you for joining us. When we think memories, the Wiggles are definitely the forefront of our childhood memories, Greg, and you were at the front of the Wiggles when we were kids. Talk us through a little bit about how the Wiggles came to be.
Well, it really started when we were at university studying to be early childhood teachers, and Anthony, the Blue Wiggle, he had the idea of writing our own music for children because he and myself and Murray, the Red Wiggle, we were all musicians and we were studying to be teachers. So it was really the combination of our interest in music and our interest in teaching that was the result of the Wiggles.
So before the Wiggles were formed, like you said, you were studying education, but you were also, I guess, part of the pub rock scene. It's a hop, skip and a jump between, you know, rock and roll music and then children's music. What did your mates think at the time?
Anthony and Jeff were in a group called the Cockroaches. And they had quite a bit of success on the Australian charts. And I know that when it was announced that Anthony was starting up this group called the Wiggles, a lot of his peers in the rock and roll scene were kind of sceptical. They were like, oh, gosh, why on earth would you do that? And I think after some years and some success had been seen, they were all kind of thinking that they wished they had done it first.
I bet.
Now, it has been 30 years, and of course we've seen changes to the Wiggles over the last few. You're no longer headlining the Wiggles group anymore, Greg. Do you miss it?
Look, there's parts of it I miss, but look, life changes and you have to go with that change. And I left some time ago now because of a health condition called orthostatic intolerance, and I'm fine now. I'm really good and life looks different for me, but I'm really proud of my contribution to the Wiggles and even proud that the Wiggles are still going today under the guidance of Anthony and every creative idea that he's had since inception. He really is quite amazing the way that he's re-energized the Wiggles every time it's needed it. And of course, Murray and Jeff are still involved with the group as well. But look, as I said, life changed and I've got new things that I'm working on now and other things that I'm doing, and I'm really, really happy.
You guys couldn't have picked a better replacement than Emma.
Emma Wiggle.
I mean, you were popular as the Yellow Wiggle, but I think, and I don't know, I'm really keen to hear what you think, Greg, but I feel like since the introduction of Emma, there's a new dynamic. There's almost a whole new audience as well, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, she does look much better in this. I did.
So much better. So much better.
But honestly, it's great that the Wiggles now has a female in the group, because Dorothy was the only female for a long, long time. But now there's Emma, and it has opened up. You know, it's really broadened the appeal. I mean, the fact that Emma does the ballet, she does sign language, she brings so much more to the group, and I think it really has added an incredible amount to the appeal of the group and probably to the longevity as well. And they're still going again, you know, as we keep saying, 30 years on from inception. But Emma's been there, what would it be now, 9 years now, I think Emma's been there. So it's incredible. She's done an amazing job, and she really is a fantastic role model to a lot of young people out there.
She is. I don't even have kids, and I absolutely love her. going back to the original group, though, I did need to ask, Greg, because you were the Yellow Wiggle. There was also purple, red, and blue. So three of primary colours, but Jeff was a secondary colour in purple. Did that hit the ego at all for him?
I think it's an interesting story how it all came about. We just had the idea of having bright coloured shirts, and Murray already had a red one. Jeff already had that purple one that he wore in the first, the first time that we wore those shirts. It's more of a plum coloured shirt, actually, that one. But Anthony and I didn't have any bright coloured skivvies. also we went shopping together, and Anthony spotted the blue one, so did I, and we raced towards it, and Anthony was a much quicker runner than me, so he ended up the blue wiggle.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. There you go.
All right, quickly, Greg Page, before we let you go, and I don't want to have I love them all, I need you to pick a favourite Wiggles furry friend or scaly friend.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So are you a Dorothy the Dinosaur Man, Henry the Octopus, Wags the Dog, or Captain Feathersword? Who's at the top of the pile for you?
Oh, gosh. Pick your favourite child. Yeah, it's a tough one. I would have to say Captain Feathersword because he's so unpredictable. You just never know what's going to happen as soon as Captain enters the stage. Yeah, so, he really is amazing.
We love the Wiggles. 30 years on, the guy who donned the original yellow skivvy, Greg Page, you created something so magic. Thank you for doing that. As a parent of young children, thank you for doing that.
Well, I'm glad you can appreciate it. Thanks very much for your time. The Hit Breakfast Show.